CliffCentral.com.
All right, it's Candace. Who cares about Maroon 5 anyway? Tebow Touch is here. The man. How are you, brother? You good?
What a time to be alive.
Absolutely. Listen, today's the big day. We have a massive launch tonight for Touch HD. This is the new incarnation, the next evolutionary step in what you and I created together, what you've decided to take to another level. It's very exciting, man.
Speaking of create, people don't understand everything started from a point of a conversation, and a conversation is a creation. When you and I spoke, little do we know that we're in a legendary conversation. And now you got to value your conversations with people. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that day we were aware of what we are creating.
No.
But it was just a creation.
And how many other people would be a part of that journey as well?
It's incredible. To even mention the number, it's doing injustice to it. It's just, it's beyond the officials, the people who are active in the company.
Hey, I see DJ Spoo starting his own channel as well.
And I called him to congratulate
right.
him. Because
the more the merrier.
We need it.
Yeah. The let's take everything away from radio.
Let's be clear with one thing. Listen, we were all excited. You know, when we move from horses to cars and cars to planes, what's happening in terrestrial to digital, uh-huh. it is inevitable. And I picked up the call. I said, Zvu, I'm so happy for you.
Right.
Whoever it is that you're working with, you are just affirming.
Blessings.
Yeah. You're just affirming that this is the way to go, because Netflix, Apple TV are growing by the day. Mm-hmm. People want what they want when they want to.
Do you remember the days of like open time? Where you'd get,
yes.
if you were, yeah, I think it was an hour or maybe 2 hours.
Like 5 o'clock on a Sunday, access, Papa.
And you'd get that little window into how television could be. Then you decided maybe you'd pay those ridiculous rates to get those TV shows. And now satellite TV seems like it's old. You know?
So, guess who's one of the guests coming tonight?
Who's coming?
Rian Greywagen.
Oh, really? You've invited him?
Yes.
Awesome.
The first presenter on TV in this country.
Yo.
Yeah. The first. When TV was switched on. Boom.
All right. Now, there are a lot of questions about Touch HD, and sure. a lot of people want to know what's going on. So I said to them, well, what we'll do is we get you in here and you can answer people's questions.
Okay.
First of all, they want to know what's happening to Touch Central.
Great. So Touch Central is like that when you amplify a product mm-hmm. and you grow it mm-hmm. from being around for six months.
Six
right?
months, yeah.
And you realize that.
Which was, by the way, just to let people know, that was always going to be
yeah.
the duration of that project.
Remember when we started, we said, we're going to try this for 6 months.
Correct.
6 months later, it has to grow. Mm-hmm. And you cannot be around anyone, you cannot be around someone who is with progressive energy and don't grow. Mm-hmm. You and I, we were growing at the speed of a bullet, mm-hmm. and we still are.
Yeah.
And we said, we have to make it bigger and go for bigger names. And that's exactly what's happening. So you're bringing in bigger personalities to show that we're not just growing in numbers, but we are also growing as a movement. We're growing, you know, profit. This is a business at the end of the day.
Right.
And you're bringing in people that are going to match the investment. And that's what's happening from Touch Central to Touch HD. You know, it's not the same lineup, but it's the same vision to make sure that whoever that you think is best on the FM platform, their next feature home is on a digital platform.
So who's on this lineup? That's the next question people
ask. So I shall reveal all of it now, Garrett?
Well,
you're coming out tonight.
Let's go. Let's have some of it.
So
give people a teaser. You don't have to give away everything because we want to drag some of this out
so
slowly.
So I'll put it to you this way.
Gently. Let's. Mm-hmm.
I went to them daughter's family. You know, them daughters are the most talented
Absolutely.
In TV and radio. And the father slaughtered a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is in the Eastern Cape.
No, this is here. Yeah, Joburg.
Anele's father.
Anele's
right?
father. Yeah. Anele's dad. It was an amazing welcome. Mm-hmm. I had Mukhodi at Anele's house.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you understand, I'm coming for both sisters.
All right. So,
yeah.
So are we saying?
No, so I'm saying to you, I went there and it was an amazing dinner slash party.
All right.
Okay.
And so I want to give a special shout out to Anela and her sister Tembi, some daughter. I think I'm in love with Tembisa's gift. I think she's one of the hidden gems in radio.
All right.
And you know, we're gonna make magic.
So are you saying they're on the lineup?
I'm saying I'm saying the target is beyond that. But I wanna make one thing very loud and clear. I was gonna save this for tonight, but you don't want to hear my opening speech. You want me to give it to you for the first 60 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're here for this.
So my opening speech goes this way. You should put this on camera.
Uh-huh.
All right. Record this for us. Yeah.
You got to record this.
Let's get ready.
Because it's unrehearsed. It's just me for the first time with the presence of good people in the media and sponsors to be there. Because I'm tired of answering questions about things that are in my past, but I'll address it for the first time and ever.
All right. Here we go.
So it goes like this. SABC... Metro FM, it's only fair that you give me my right to say goodbye to the listeners.
Because they didn't give you a chance.
My departure was truly brutal, and all I want is to say my goodbye. I'll go back and do one more show to say goodbye to my fans for 12 years, but if until then, I am coming for every talented DJ, radio, personality, TV. One by one, I'm going to poach them. And whatever you're offering them, I'll double the offer. Match the offer or fall back. Period.
And all you want is to say goodbye to your listeners.
How do you have one of your biggest diamond for 12 years and don't give him the right to say goodbye? I was told the day I presented my resignation with 30-day notice that you can leave right away. Simply because I didn't take the offer they were giving me. You don't do that. This is a business. You respect the listeners. You respect the fans. I still go everywhere. I go to the mall. I go to the bank. What happened? People still want to know because I never said goodbye. Can you imagine?
And they're not going to believe what management tell them.
So hashtag.
That's not where the relationship is.
Give Touchy's last show.
All right.
Did you have your last show, Gareth? You can't remember.
Yeah, I did.
But you did?
Yeah, they were very nervous, but we didn't. You're not going to go on there and tear them to pieces. You just want to say goodbye to your
listeners. I'm saying until then, Robert Marawa and I had dinner.
Yes.
It was an amazing conversation. So you already know where I'm going. I already got two more people who their contracts are signed, by the way.
Okay.
I've got two signed contracts by current standing DJs on their own platform, and they don't even know it. Right now, I'm telling you, I got the document on my phone. I can get on my drive.
Who can you tell us about? I heard that there was an announcement last week. Glenn Lewis is coming.
It's official.
So that's official.
That is done.
That's a big deal. That's their morning show host. A veteran of radio, a man who can do radio with his eyes closed. Often, in fact, would start his show with his eyes closed because he would sometimes only get there at half past the time he was meant to start. Because he's so good at radio, he can do it from the car.
Gareth, you know very well that you and Glenn were the only surviving warriors in the morning radio. And shout out to Fresh. I know they replaced you with Fresh. But... You have to understand that Glenn, no money can buy him. If he's going to believe into a vision and he buys into it. I used to carry Glenn Lewis's bags when he went to the club. I reminded him the other day he was playing in Bloemfontein. And I drove with my friends just to go see him DJ. And when we got there, I asked to come next to the DJ booth. He didn't even know who I was and I carried his stuff. This is Glenn Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. So if I can go for the head, please believe it.
The rest is going to be easy.
It's done. I'm telling you, I got two signed contracts from their big DJs right now. They better match the offer or fall back.
You know, this is cruel, though.
All I want is my last show, and I'll stop.
But this is very cruel of you because the SABC don't even have money to pay people anymore. They have run out of money.
They aren't commissioning anything new.
I cannot speak for their finances because I don't know how deep their pockets are. But I can tell you, if they give me my last show... That's like a soul of a warrior being executed somewhere in a foreign land and you cannot
and you
bring him back
home. Bury him at home.
You understand what I'm saying? My soul is still hanging in the air. All I want is my last show. But until then, I promise you, I'm coming for your man one by one. And they are coming.
Now, Touch HD is going to be a part of this rollout.
Right.
And tonight's the big launch.
And you there?
I will, of course, be there. Now, what kind of surprises can we expect, and what are you allowed to reveal at this point? What do you want to keep secret in terms of maybe a music policy format? What can people look forward to here?
So we're opening up with three big partnerships that I'm announcing. From a point of syndication, being it Nigeria, we got some interesting events. I haven't done a concert in 2 years. The last big thing I did was to bring Mayweather into the country, and since then I haven't done anything. So I said, let's do a nice music concert for lovers only in June, because it's cold and people hardly find love in June. So we're gonna do a beautiful concert with one of the big R&B artists, and I'm announcing it tonight. With the partners on board. But more than anything else, we're also doing a trip to actual castle of, can I mention Kovasi in the show?
Sure.
Okay. We're taking people to the actual, we're going to the real Kovasi castle in June, Jarnac. It's called, the area in France is Jarnac. I'm taking two listeners with me to Jarnac to see the distillery, the original barrel that first made the Courvoisier.
Wow.
And taste a shot out of it. It's priceless. And for me, beyond all of the incentivizing listeners, we are trying, not even trying, after the IAB summit, funny enough, our friends who, have been playing arrogant, finally, they're opening up conversations around the issues of zero rating platforms.
Oh, good. This is very important. You're talking about the networks.
Talking about the networks.
Right.
And more than anything, when I heard that on Minister Pravin Gordhan's speech that 1.9 billion rands of fiber is going to roll out for fiber, I was excited, because what it means is you're going to be able to have Wi-Fi in townships, bus stations, everywhere.
And it won't cost people what data costs them on their phones.
So what you're paying now in June 2017, it won't be the same. For data.
Now, people have questions about that too, because they ask me, and they've been asking this morning, what has happened to the Data Must Fall campaign?
True.
What happened to that?
So, the last time we robustly approached the networks, one responded. You and I have sat in every network's offices, listening to their reluctancy and listening to some of some. I'll be
they
honest.
They have challenges too.
They got challenges. We were exposed to privileged information of the cost for them to operate.
Right. There's massive infrastructural stuff. There's maintenance stuff.
A lot. Yeah. So not everybody can have that opportunity to sit in front of Vodacom, MTN, Cell C and see all these challenges. But we were there. But the question is, how do we still continue with the same pricing structure? And I think the intervention of the postal service and telecom, Siyabonga Gcwele, and Mam Hlengiwe, the Professor Hlengiwe, the deputy minister, for them to invite us and say, what would you like us to do to challenge the networks and work with you, activists? I don't even want to say activists, to work with us, citizens of South Africa, so that it's legislated. Until there's that type of an intervention from the postal and telecom services is done, you and I can put a march of 200,000-300,000 people. It's not going to make any change. It's not going to affect. I think what we pulled off is more effective than a march. Just sit around the table.
Marches don't always achieve anything.
No. So the best thing is to sit around the table and put your research, put your argument forth, and have government backing you up. So the next president who's going to win this election is not the one who's going to promise people free housing, free school. It's the one who's going to promise people best data prices than any of the African nations in this continent, because we're still amongst the highest.
And that's what people want. It's a basic human right. They need access to information. They need access to data so that they can live their lives and market their businesses.
If I got access to data, I can make money to build my own small house. If I got access to data, I can put my kids to school. I need to communicate.
Now, people also want to know, is there any beef between Touch and Gareth? Because this is something that the newspapers tried to make up the other day.
So yesterday I missed an
appointment. You and I had been talking to each other every day almost for the last couple of weeks, and now suddenly we've got issues.
I'm not going to disclose my shareholding structure and my business structures to to rumor. I don't react to rumors because it's been this way. So what newspapers do, they poke a certain part of you and they, you're going to spit out. I've never defended myself to the papers. Yeah. They said SABC lost 15 million. I resigned, right?
Yeah.
Not because they says I resigned to say, if I made you lose 15 million, it's only fair I walk away.
Right.
I walk away, they lose 150 million in their first 3 months. So you cannot live, you cannot be this at this level and react to rumors. You cannot be at this level with this amount of focus and responsibility and react to rumors. After this conversation, you and I have today, we have to talk about plans, things that we're doing. And and none of that conversation is stimulated by what people are saying.
No,
I'm not going to take a selfie with you because somebody says you and I are beefing, because I've never taken a selfie with you in the first place. So I feel sorry for those people who feel the need to react. Brian Malefe ended up mentioning that there's a Shabini in Sex and Wealth.
That's another question. Someone wants to know, are you related to Brian Malefe, our future finance minister?
Good question.
The Molefes are a big family,
yes.
Right? Not all of them are related.
No. So I'll put it to you this way. After he gets sworn into office, I might be related to him.
No. Right now, no.
After he gets sworn into office. That's the beauty of you, you know, being Gareth and me being myself, is we don't allow anything to distract us. But the beauty about it is we also gave opportunity to a lot of people in this country to, you know, when I look at the challenges of Cliff Central from 2 years ago till its third year, if you can carry it this far, imagine those who are coming after us, what they can achieve. Because you came into the space when the issue of data was so astronomical, like you don't even want to touch it. And you're still here. And that's what people don't understand. Sometimes, you know, when you look at people who thrived against all odds and they're still standing today,
right.
I know what it costs to run this for a month. You know that the challenges we deal with, but we're still here, still smiling, still going back and forth to New York. How was America, by the way?
It's amazing, dude. But I saw stuff there that just reaffirms that we're on the right path, you know?
Yeah.
This is the future. If you aren't on the internet and you aren't on if you aren't on people's smartphones, you do not exist,
yeah,
let alone matter. I wish people would wake up to this, those who are still clinging to something that's old and outdated.
Definitely.
It's time for to bring on the new, right? What a time to be alive, you always say.
Hashtag what a time to be alive. I mean, you and I are not going to be here for the next, you know, God forbid, but 50 to 60 years, we're not going to be here. So why live our life like we're going to be here forever? If you got things to do, do it as of yesterday.
Right.
If you got something to say, don't hold back. Because somebody needs to see your resilience. Somebody needs to see that character coming out and say, if Gareth can do it, so can I. Do you know how many talented people on radio better than us? And they're still doing the same thing forever because they're scared of not being comfortable. Some people just want to be comfortable. 28th, my salary's coming in. For how many years? 30 years, really? I feel like some people should own their TV channels. It's okay. Fail on your way to glory, then thrive going nowhere. Woo! I need to tweet that.
That's a quote. I was also like, right. Okay, listen, I'll make a note.
All the best for the launch tonight. I'll be there and we will obviously, we're excited as hell for Touch HD and the launch here. I think it's a terrific new level of evolution for what's going on online. And you know, brother, I've got your back. We wish you the best of luck. And all of us are in this together. You, me, Sbu, and the few pioneers that get what we're doing up front and early. These people who listen to us every day, who know what the future tastes like.
I'm finally writing my book after you.
Good.
I'm inspired. And you know, there's days I remember sitting with you and Rena around the table. And I want to say to everybody, never underestimate the power of a brainstorming session. And keep those notes, because you might have to frame them. I was going through my notes the other day, and I went through one of our conversations. We were brainstorming. We sat in that room, and I look at those notes, and I look at where we are today. It's like 20 years ago, but it was just about 6 months ago. So, you know, I want to give a special thanks to Rena, your team, the people that have followed this movement, Cliff Central, because Cliff Central gave birth to other big giant platforms. So you never underestimate that well that created a pipeline for the water flow that we're witnessing right now. And I have no doubt, you know, that this movement is going places. It's just the beginning, Gareth. We still need to buy buildings. I'm still up for the plan. We need to, you know, it's long overdue, but we got to start crawling. And I think we did so. Now we're running. And as of today, we'll be flying.
Beautiful. Thank you, Touch. Nice to see you, bro. CliffCentral.com.